What would happen if you stopped protecting your heart? Not recklessly, but consciously choosing vulnerability over safety, depth over comfort. Most of us spend our lives building elaborate fortresses around our most tender places, convinced we're being wise. We call it boundaries or self-care, but often it's just fear wearing a respectable disguise. The feminine heart knows something our modern minds have forgotten, that opening is not weakness, but the most courageous spiritual practice available. Your deepest yearning isn't to be protected, it's to be utterly claimed by love so powerful it dissolves every wall you've ever built. We've been taught a fairy tale: find a good man, treat him well, and live happily ever after. But how many women have contorted themselves trying to please a partner only to find the relationship still feels hollow? You cook his favorite meals, support his dreams, look beautiful, and still something essential is missing. That something is presence. Over time, many men retreat into shallow versions of themselves. During sex, you can't feel him. He's mechanically present, but spiritually absent. His gaze, once so penetrating it made you feel seen to your core, now slides past you like your furniture. Meanwhile, you've built your own fortress. After years of disappointment, your deep vagina resists his disconnected thrusts. Your heart shields itself from unaware criticism. The most sensitive parts of your body, belly, heart, throat, have hardened against repeated insult. Your feminine heart is exquisitely attuned to emotional flow, far more responsive to his presence than he is. This sensitivity could be your gift to him, but only if you remain open, which becomes nearly impossible as disappointment accumulates. Most relationship advice misses this. If you have a feminine sexual essence, your greatest spiritual capacity isn't independence, it's devotional surrender that expands you beyond your separate self. When you and your lover practice opening together, you become two bodies opening as one love. Your surrendered yearning draws him beyond his fearful shells into your body and heart. He yields his separation and enters fully, guiding your surrender as he dissolves with you. Your pleasure becomes wave upon wave of unfolding, reverberating for days. This isn't just physical pleasure, it's spiritual communion through the body. Together, you wedge each other open to territories neither would reach alone. Your man's body of love becomes a force that opens you to the divine, preparing you to open in loving communion with all beings. This is the feminine spiritual path, not transcending the body, but surrendering so completely through it that physical and spiritual boundaries dissolve. What fears are shaping your choices in love right now? You may settle for mediocre relationships because you're afraid to be alone, or choose independence because you're afraid to rely on a man's support. Here's the paradox. You want both independence and surrender. The resolution isn't choosing one or the other. It's understanding that true surrender isn't about giving up power. It's about consciously choosing to open to love bigger than your individual self, which requires far more courage than maintaining independence or settling for mediocrity. When your knowledge of love grows larger than your fear, you recognize that deepest fulfillment comes not from controlling your life, but from offering yourself completely to love's possibility. You want a man whose depth and integrity guide your heart open better than you can guide yourself. Someone who won't settle for anything less than your total heart giving. Men with masculine essence discover in their deepest heart a cognizant beingness, consciousness itself, which is divine love. From this place, they witness life's drama without being swept away, giving everything without fear of your emotional wildness. Most men haven't felt this deepest heart. They can't feel their deepest purpose, so they can't offer their deepest gifts of love. These men feel superficial and untrustable. They hold back from emotional flow because they're not at home in change the way you are. While your feminine essence flows like water, comfortable with constant transformation, masculine essence seeks the unchanging, like a mountain finding stability in its core. Your deepest light and heart's yearning can invite his depth. Offer your feminine heart's deepest yearning, sexually, actively, devotionally, and you give him the opportunity to enter the feminine heart's demand for love. Move like a dancer whose womb is full of pleasure. Pour tea as a sacred offering. Walk with pleasure in your hips, yearning in your eyes. Your sexuality is potent divine art, your most direct way to invite him open into the divine through love. This isn't manipulation, it's recognizing the sacred power of the feminine and wielding it consciously. When you embody pleasure and openness, you become a living invitation to depth. Openness means trusting love while experiencing any emotion. Your heart can remain open, loving whatever energy moves through you. Practice 5 exercises daily, especially during emotional intensity. Maintain eye contact when upset. Breathe together, matching his rhythm to feel what he's feeling. Relax your body, lips, throat, heart, belly, genitals, allowing emotional energy to flow freely. Extend heart feelers from your deepest heart to his, even during conflict. Express yourself spontaneously, allowing emotional force to move through you while maintaining loving connection. Your feminine nature connects you intimately with life's energy flow. You sense when your man is off before he does. Your heart cringes, your body tenses, your breath tightens. Rather than directing him, express how his offness affects your heart. Magnify your responses authentically. When thrilled with his depth and integrity, show him loudly. Wrap yourself around him with sounds of pleasure. Verbally worship his consciousness. When his integrity falters, express displeasure dramatically. A deep man responds to both worship and wrath with immediate correction. You can love fully or hold back. Every shallow breath, contracted muscle, and closed heart is you diminishing yourself. The question, are you ready to live devotionally open, feeling deep hurt as it peels away, offering your yearning even while love comes and goes? Beneath your protective shells, you are love. Men have their own direction. Choosing a man means going where he goes spiritually and sexually, or getting off his train. You cannot change his fundamental direction. If you want two-body devotion, choose a man whose train goes deeper than you can open yourself. As you grow spiritually, fewer men interest you. Shallow men become boring. You need someone who challenges you with fullness of love and commitment. If you aren't attracting deep men, examine your own devotional practice and openness. You attract a man as willing to open as you are. We've forgotten the feminine heart's most powerful spiritual practice, devotional surrender to love larger than ourselves. Your body isn't a problem, it's the doorway to the divine. Your yearning isn't neediness, it's love expressing itself through you. The question isn't whether you'll be hurt again, you will. It's whether you'll let that close your heart or choose to remain open as love itself.